produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
I'm remembering the time when God promised, and there have been many promises, but there was one in particular when God said it's time to move. And it's funny, the Lord will give you many things to do at a time when it seems the most inconvenient. And maybe that hasn't happened for you yet. But if you take the time to think about it, I'm sure you've had those encounters. But this one in particular, he brings back to my remembrance for this particular time is time to move. And it had been a heart's desire to move, yes. But I never heard as clear as to when. And he still has me dealing with time. And this is the time that he reminds me, as clear as day, it's time to move. And many of us can get excited about moving and finding a place, whether it be a house or an apartment, wherever, another state. And we can get excited about the move. And we start making our lists of what we would like. And we write down, and I started to write down my ideal again. At that particular time, I had ideals, and I started to write, because it's one thing to say it's time to move. It's a totally different to actually put it in action. I had been at my place for many years, and folks that used to visit would sometimes laugh and say, "Why do you have all these boxes of appliances and different trinkets and things of that nature?" And I would say in response, "It's not for now. It's for where I'm going." Little did I know. That was my ideal for that time. So as I move forward, the Lord reminded me of the scripture that it's a set time for everything under the sun. There's a set time. And Ecclesiastes 3, for everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven. And this is the New Living Translation. There's many translations. This one called to me. And there's so many. It gets, please read it. This is a scripture that will always be appropriate in its time. And that means for me, whatever time you may be reading it, it is always appropriate. And there's so many things, time to build, to tear down, to heal, a time to laugh, a time to dance. It goes on because there are those times. We are in different times in our lives and they are seasons. And what calls to me is that we can work, we can do all of these things in a certain time. And we can make our lists. Oh, I had lists. But at that time, I hadn't checked my heart. In my checklist, it was the physical things, the material things that I wanted. Oh, but when the Lord said it's time to move, I kind of chuckle now because I never did a self-checklist. Stay with me. I never put on the list of the things that I needed to put aside, throw out, give away. I never put on the list that in the move, there were some things in me that were going to be needed to be left behind. Stay with me. And I'm sure you may giggle because wherever you are in your season, in your time, there may have been things that you said, oh, I'm going to throw this out. I'm going to throw that out. And I don't want to take this with me. But did you ever put on the list, I need to change my attitude. I need to be better about my finances. I need to throw out the idea that I can continue to shop. And at the month's end, that I need to have X amount of money. Or I need to be better at how I communicate. It's time to move. I heard it. I had certain things already in place. He had prepared me for some. Oh, I had the checklist for this. I wasn't aware of that. And that could be the folks you encounter. You have your list. You have your heart's desire. You have the tenacity. You have the excitement to go get it, and you are steadfast in whatever it is that you think that you need for the particular time and season, because you did hear it's time to move. I heard it. On my checklist wasn't, you're not taking that relationship with you. You're not going to take that attitude with you. Get rid of the idea that everyone is going to be excited for you. Get rid of the idea that you yourself, my dear, are going to have to change the way you look at life. No longer can you pick up the phone and call the super or someone else. And again, it's a season. It's time to move. But in the timing, I never considered that moving physically would also be moving spiritually, emotionally, and that not only would my surroundings change, but my outlook on life must change. And I did not have a magazine, but I thank God for the Word, because He was preparing me and saying it's time to move. He was also saying, I need you to also find your foundation in your maturity, in your walk with me. And I pray to God this makes sense for you as well. Maybe it won't. Maybe I'm just sharing me. But as I look back, I am still moving. I am still throwing away. I am still checking the list. You ever go back and look at your list and you realize, oh, I didn't need that after all. And that might have been a great idea, but not for where you are. And as I checked myself internally, spiritually, I found that the things that were on my physical list that I thought that was a heart desire was so far from what I actually needed. He still said it's time to move. So I'm thinking physically, surroundings, but I never considered move that blockage from your heart. Remove the unforgiveness for that person. Remove your attitude on how you judge a particular situation. That's your situation. That is not theirs. And when I say move, I don't mean be rigid about it. I mean, hear me. The Lord gives instructions, and I can't say that I heard them all, but I do know this now. Unless the Lord builds a house, the work of the builders, that's us, is wasted. Unless the Lord protects a city, guarding it with sentries will do no good. I had these ideas in my mind, and I had these, I'm going to do it this way, and this is the way, and no matter what anyone else thinks, I think I'm right. And the Lord said, it's time to move. And He has me dealing with timing. And I'm like, okay, Lord, I hear you, but. And He says, no. For you to obtain and be in a right place, there are some things. There is a checklist. There is a spiritual checklist that I want you to make. And that is not easy. A spiritual checklist for me, Lord? He said yes. Because you have the greatest intentions. But they need to be lined up with my instructions. And the Lord gives instructions. I know that now. I understand it more and more, and I'm still learning. I am still learning, and so we all are, if we can admit it. My spiritual checklist? When we think about it, my good girlfriend, she's a wellness coach, and she challenged us to write a love letter to ourselves. And there were so many responses to that love letter to themselves. Some paused, some cried, some realized that they found themselves where they put others in high regard, they didn't know how to communicate to themselves. So yes, sometimes the instructions of the Lord comes with a self-check list. And oh, this list is so far more important than any list we can make for our physical. This spiritual checklist is also like a love letter to ourselves. Because in this checklist, the spiritual checklist, there are some things, as the Lord teaches us and instructs us, that are not going to be necessary, or they're a weight, a heavy weight, that keeps us from obtaining this, those heartfelt desires, the blessings that He wants to give us. And I paused for a moment because I still am writing that checklist. That checklist changes as we move forward with the Lord. The checklist begins to change. And if you find the time to write that list, to really write it, you'll go back and check it and leave it for a bit. Go back and check it and you'll say, oh, I don't even care about that anymore. Lord, thank you. Oh my gosh, I feel so light. And when you encounter those that may have been on that journey with you before you made that spiritual checklist, and you may have found that we were at odds on certain things, and you come back and you realize, how silly was I? Lord, I thank you. I thank you for your instructions. I thank you for when I made my own plans. As I began to bring my plans to you, to lay it at your altar, you began to be that spiritual architect that I needed to rewrite the plans, because you knew that as we move forward in life, there are things that we're holding that are on our checklist, our absolutes, even in our relationships, our ideal relationships. And that's a whole other conversation that we could have with ourselves. But the Lord gives the right answer. He's looking at us and saying, oh, look at that. In 5 years, you're not going to need that. In 2 months, this is not even going to look the same to you. That confrontation you have with that person, you're going to see the different side, because now it's you on the other side. And you're going to have compassion for different people, for where they are, because you too are going to have a taste of what that feels like, to have a hurt feeling, to have a misunderstanding. And if you bring it to me, the Lord says, bring it to me, come before me, come boldly. Commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed, because He sees, He goes before us. He already knows there are His plans and then there's our plans. And we find that our plans are so small compared to what He has for us. We got to get into this word. This is an instruction. This is a true guide. If we take the time to line up. So He says to me, it's time to move. Has He said that to you in some way? Has He said it's time to move past the weights, to drop the weights that are holding us back from the promises? Because we've read, it's His good pleasure to give good gifts to His children. But am I the weight? And is it me? Because I won't check myself. Because I can't love me in the state that I am in if I have not even looked to say, Lord, I need help with this. I want this, but what's holding me back? And He may say, you know that small little thing that you won't forgive on, or that you won't move past, or because you see it as black and it's really blue, and that person sees it as green, but when you look at it again, does it really matter? I gotta say it again. It's time to move. And he's saying to me, it's time to move beyond what you think. Line up with me. I have plans for you. We've read it and it sounds so eloquent, but did I make my checklist for me? Or did I make it from a place of my absolutes? I moved. I did move. It's been some years now. But I think when I think back, the Lord has said, you've moved, but you have moved with my instructions. Have I made wrong decisions? Yes, I have. Have I held some, not just myself, in a place? Yes, I have. But as I come back now, and the Lord said, look at your checklist, but I want you to compare it to the spiritual checklist that I've asked you. There are some things I asked you to throw out before you came into your new place. There are some attitudes I asked you to look at and rewrite. There are some people that may have wronged you, but so was your action and your response to them. I want you to look at things from a different perspective. These are our swatches on the wall. This is going to be blue. This room is going to be green. And then you find out the green that you had in mind doesn't really exist. Or the blue and the black is not really what you need for this particular space that you're in. Because I want you to have a different perspective for where you're going. And I say this in all sincerity. There's a checklist for what I wanted and thought was absolute. But I can tell you now that I've looked back, there's so many scratches. There's so many rewriting. There's written notes that I cannot even remember myself. But what I wrote, because it doesn't make sense for where I am now. There is a time, there is a season. The Lord has already planned my way, but I didn't look to Him first. I looked at what I thought I needed, what society taught me, what I learned, what I held on to, what I wouldn't give up, what I wouldn't throw out. And He said, it's time to move. And I'm still thinking physically. I'm still thinking my surroundings, but I never considered spiritually. And He says, you're not going to need that for this journey, for this, where you're going, for this neighborhood, for this mindset. That's not going to work. So you're not going to paint the house because the house is stone. So you don't need to paint it. You might need to, clean it. But for this, you won't need that. That was a weight. That was a heavy weight. Because now I need to shift. I need to move spiritually before I can move physically. My season. What's your season calling for? What plans have you made? Have you determined and made the plans like I did without my spiritual checklist to compare it to? But I am realizing that it's the Lord that is determining my steps. Again, Proverbs. Oh, Proverbs is so right now for where we are, even though it was written so long ago. Again, Proverbs 16:9. We can make our own plans, but the Lord determines our steps. I can't tell you how many ideas I still have. And it says, write the vision, write it down. But when I go back and look at it, I realize, is that really what I need? And is it not just for me? Is it also going to benefit others? Ah, that's on the spiritual checklist. My moving spiritually is not just for me, but it's also to benefit others, not just my family, but those that God will send our way, my way, our way. If I move in His timing, in the checklist that He has already planned for me, oh, it's so much better. There's so much provision. I've asked the Lord so many times, Lord, direct me, protect me. But that correct me is so hard because I've had these ideas for so long, these heart's desires, but they were so embedded that they were becoming a weight, a heavy weight, that caused me to have to wait. Until I realized, not my will, but thy will be done. And when I let it go, I realized that things started to change. My outlook started to change. So that when He gave me that which I needed, that which I desired, oh, it was so much better. Still in progress, still working on it. But when I let go of the spiritual weight, the I must have it this way weight, that heavy weight, when I let them go, they might still be 3 pound weights, but they're not 50 pound weights. I find that I can move. And when I come to the Lord, there is a maturity in my prayer because now I'm asking from a place of, does this benefit? James reads that we pray amiss. There are so many things that I pray for. And now that I pray for them, I'm praying in a different way. Because if it's going to bring a weight, a heavy weight, to hinder me from being in His will and His way, folks, I don't want it. That is maturity. I can't talk about that enough because I'm trying to grow up here so that I can embrace this life and walk in this journey without all the heavy weights and mindsets, the mind moods and attitudes that I thought I needed to be successful. We're so far from what God has in store for me, and I'm still learning. Again, I can say, Lord, direct me, protect me, but I can now look for the correction for Him to be my spiritual architect, my CEO of this journey, because I want what You want for my life. That's not easy to say because I have all these ideas and all these things that I see, that I saw. And He was like, you won't need that on this journey. Let that go. Throw that out. And most of that was my attitude and my outlook because of things I encountered along the way. And I let those things become my weights and not my must-haves. And some must-haves are my weights. You may say it differently. I was able to write the love letter. I continue to write the love letter because I had to let go of the weights. And Father God, I thank You yet again. You never leave us. You have never forsaken me, even in my wrong thinking. Even when I thought that that was the absolute must have, you didn't leave me to my own mindset. And he's not going to leave you either. I pray this makes a difference. It's time to move. And what does that mean for you? It's still working for me. It's still things that I go back and look at that I wrote down. And I chuckle because they make absolutely no sense from where I am now. Because the Lord is rebuilding this house. I was reading, and I read, joyful are those you discipline, Lord. Those you teach with your instructions. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The Lord will not reject his people. He will not abandon his special possession. You never left me. Even when I was in my mess, you never left me. Even when I had wrong thinking, you never left me. Because you knew that there was a time that I was going to come around and say, oh, Lord, direct me. Read Psalms 94, 12. Joyful are those you discipline, Lord. That's a place of maturity. Those you teach with your instructions. I'll leave you with this. I now understand so much more. I still have so much more to learn. I pray God gives me the time. And I pray that you, your word says you will never leave me. And I thank you for that, Father. I thank you for that. We all thank you for that. My even now sharing this is a place of maturity that says he has not left me. And I've thought of some most crazy stuff. But John 13, and I'll leave you with this. The Lord Jesus said, John 13, 17, now that you know these things, he was teaching at that time, God will bless you for doing them. Now that you know these things, God will bless you for doing them. What are your things? I pray this makes such a blessed difference in your life. Father, I thank you for maturity and clarity. Continue to direct us, protect us, and correct us. Amen.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.